A Jewish Journal article. Ben and Jerry's co-founders defend Israel decision as being pro-peace. The co-founders of Ben and Jerry's defended the company's July 19 decision to remove its products from the occupied Palestinian territory as being pro-peace in a July 28 New York Times op-ed. Bennett Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, the co-founders, wrote, "Israel was one of our first overseas markets. We were then, and remain today, supporters of the State of Israel. But it's possible to support Israel and oppose some of its policies, just as we've opposed policies of the U.S. government. As such, we unequivocally support the decision of the company to end business in the occupied territories, which the international community, including the United Nations, has deemed an illegal occupation." Cohen and Greenfield no longer have any control over the company, but they argued that the company's statement delineated between Israel proper and occupied Israeli territory and that the company didn't express support for the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement. The company's stated decision to more fully align its operations with its values is not a rejection of Israel, they wrote. It is a rejection of Israeli policy, which perpetuates an illegal occupation that is a barrier to peace and violates the basic human rights of the Palestinian people who live under the occupation. As Jewish supporters of the State of Israel, we fundamentally reject the notion that it is anti-Semitic to question the policies of the State of Israel. They concluded their op-ed by stating that companies have a responsibility to use their power and influence to advance the wider common good. J Street President Jeremy Ben-Ami praised Cohen and Greenfield's op-ed in a tweet, stating, "It's not anti-Semitic to criticize Israeli policy or to not sell ice cream in illegal settlements. It's actually a truly pro-Israel decision." Others were more critical of the op-ed. What this op-ed doesn't address is why Always Progressive at Ben & Jerry's has been okay operating in Israel since 1987, writer Melissa Bronstein tweeted. Israel was in the occupied Palestinian territory, then too. Michael Elgort tweeted, "They support Israel, but oppose occupation. Also, they claim to unequivocally reject BDS and they somehow missed the fact that Ben & Jerry's independent board head Anurada Middle wanted to boycott entire Israel." Elgort is referencing the fact that Middle, as well as the independent board, stated that Unilever, Ben & Jerry's parent company, had not run the part of the statement by them that the company would remain in Israel. Middle tweeted on July 27 that Ben & Jerry's decision is not anti-Semitic. "I am not anti-Semitic. The vile hate that has been thrown at me does it intimidate me. Please, work for peace, not hatred."